This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach, Agazintavach, Parshas Re'e Loises, Goydidu Veloises, Simo Karcha Ben Enechem Lameis. Literally, do not gash yourself, do not pull out hair to create a bald spot between your eyes for a mess. Literally, the Pasuk is saying, do not mourn excessively for a mess. However, the drasha of the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel is Loises Agudois. Do not break into different camps and be fragmented. It's a warning that you should not have different public practices in the Jewish people creating different movements and sects. Loises goydidu, loisasu agudos agudos. The Avnei Nezer wonders, what's the connection between the literal meaning of loises goydidu, which means don't gash yourself for a mess, don't mourn excessively, and the drush of the Gemara of Laisasu Agudas Agudas. The Ramban explains the reason why we should not mourn excessively is because a Jew has to believe in the eternity of the soul, that even upon one's physical demise, the soul has an afterlife. The body is merely a cloak for the eternal soul, and therefore do not mourn excessively. This is not the end of the person's reality. Therefore, it is appropriate on these very words to darshan, do not break up into agudos agudos, says Avnei Nezer. At its root, in the spiritual plane, all of Klal Yisrael is one entity. We are various neshamos that are rooted in the neshama gedoyla of the Ribbono Shel Olam tachas kisei hakavod. The various divisions, the various fragmentations are only a result of our physical entities and our physical realities. But at our spiritual root, as a neshama, on a spiritual plane, we are all chativa achas. Therefore, the literal meaning of not mourning excessively because of the eternity of the soul thereby is a perfect complement to the drasha of Chazal that loisasu agudos agudos. In other words, if we believe with conviction in the eternity of the soul, then we can understand why it's inappropriate to make agudos agudos, various camps and divisions within the Jewish people. So the literal interpretation, the pshat and the drush, the way the pasuk is darshaned, complement each other and are oyla bevas achas. Wishing everyone agitavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.